This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
So I have some emergent plants here that I'm growing. So I have pickerel weed, which is a good one. Emergent plants are ones that are kind of grow out of the water. So pickerel weed, I also have some bog buckbean that I'm starting in there too. I meet a lot of people too who have like ponds that they've made. And so a lot of these they're great for the edge of a pond. Blue flag iris, sweet flag is a really nice one. It smells really, really good. And it's sort of will grow in a similar situation as a cattail.
Wow.
Spring blooming plants like marsh marigold. This is kind of a cool one. You mentioned about multi-purpose plants. So this is American water whorehound, which is kind of a really, really hard to find one. And it makes a great ground cover. It's deer resistant. It's good on water edge. And you can make a candy out of it. So there's you can use the leaves and make like a candy out of it. So
Baz Conlon is on a mission to encourage biodiversity in gardens and properties all across Halliburton County. A restoration biologist by trade, Conlon owns and operates Halliburton Micromeadows, a native plant nursery in Lachlan. He believes there's a growing awareness about planting those species that come from the region, instead of planting non-native plants, shrubs, and trees that can negatively impact the ecosystem here.
The nursery's been going well. This is the second year that I've been operating it. I got into this because, you know, I have an ecological background, a conservation biology background. I like doing hands-on stuff, so I thought, you know, starting a native plant nursery was a great idea. It kind of combines all my skills and, you know, gives back to the community because, you know, they help making, you know, native plants more accessible for people and helping them find the right ecologically appropriate choices for their landscapes. I would say I get a lot of customers here from the city, and they are wonderful. They are very, very educated on native plants. They know what they're looking for. They know what they're doing. I think that was kind of an older generation. You know, the standard was coming up here and doing like English gardens with, you know, your periwinkle, which I think are all kind of boring. But basically, like, I mean, a lot of people from the cities, like, they're already on board with this. They know what they're doing. They're pretty responsible. And a lot of them, they're dealing with issues of the past. So like, they're dealing with gardens that were installed 20, 30 years ago that were full of invasive species. And now those species are creeping into the woodlands and destroying trilliums and everything. So I think a lot of the people that come up here, they want to plant the right things, but they'd have no options. What I do here, all the plants that I grow, they're sourced from native populations. They're within about 100 kilometers of here. So you're getting actual Ontario eco-type plants. You're not getting plants that were grown from seed from who knows where. These are plants that are evolved in this area. They're suited to this area, and they provide for wildlife, and they help make our ecosystem more biodiverse and more and
Conlon
healthier.
Says Halliburton is home to more than 1,000 native plant species, but at his nursery, he's offering just a fraction of that. While he's quick to point out he's not a gardener, he's excited to provide guidance to customers so their garden and landscape projects are successful.
I love teaching people. I love sort of sharing things that I know. It's, you know, helps people out because I think a lot of people really want to be on board with this. A lot of the education's already been done for me. So it's just kind of showing people kind of how to do things, explaining how the plants work in a situation. Because I'm not a gardener. I'm an ecological restorationist. Like, I am somebody who comes in, I grow native plants, and I grow them to benefit local ecology. So that's where I'm coming from. So people like, you know, like the master gardener or something, like people that do traditional gardens, they're trying to figure out how to incorporate these plants into their landscapes. Probably the biggest issue that comes up with me that I'm trying to educate people about is that all plants are different. So a lot of people, probably the biggest complaint that I have is like somebody has like a 10 by 20 foot garden and they put a plant that naturally is going to spread to form a giant clump. So with the nursery, what I've been doing is I have signs up everywhere that show pictures of the plants, that show like how tall they are and talk a little bit about plant sociality and how they kind of behave together in a garden. And on my Facebook page, I love, you know, educating people and sort of sharing different insights and tips and things like that. I only grow about maybe like 140 species of plants, which is nothing. I mean, Halliburton County, there's well over, you know, 1,000 species of native plants. So I'm growing like, you know, maybe 10% or less of what, you know, you'll find growing in the counties. I focus a lot on like the common species. So like a lot of people that come here are pretty familiar with some of these things. A lot of people are pleasantly surprised by the selection for sure. I have a lot of plants that you can't get in any other nursery. Definitely no other nursery up in Halliburton County. So I have some really, really rare species here.
When selecting plants and shrubs for gardens in Halliburton County, Conlon suggests many put the emphasis on what the plant's purpose is. He says native plants simply need to be appreciated for what they are, rather than what they can do. He adds that those who struggle keeping deer from destroying their gardens need to commit to protecting them with fencing.
I do have a few species that can be used for food. I think with plants and with pollinator movement and everything like that, it's sometimes we kind of miss the plot with it, and it's like we're still focused on what can it provide for me. I try to teach people, you know, just appreciate the plant for its own sake. You know, don't ask, okay, well, what does it do? What's its usefulness? It's just appreciate it for its own sake, you know? That being said, I do have a lot of plants that can be used for different things. It's nice to have plants that have different uses. So, like, I grow strawberry spinach. That's just starting to flower over there. That's a cool native plant crop. Clammy ground cherry is a good one. I have Jerusalem artichoke, hazelnut, things like that. So, growing native plants for food is definitely kind of a win-win because you're supporting the ecosystem and you're getting something back from it. So, that is a good thing. Yeah. I mean, almost everybody who comes here has some frustrating story about a deer or something eating their plants. But the first question I ask is, did you fence it? And if you're here in the nursery, you can see everything's fenced. You know, there's deer, there's snowshoe hare. It's just a fact of life up here. And so I think a lot of people don't want to necessarily make that compromise. They're like, I shouldn't have to fence my garden. And it's like, you do. So whether you're growing native plants or whether you're growing vegetables or anything like that, if you're here and you got and there's deer everywhere and they're coming up on your lawn, you should probably fence your garden. And deer fencing is very, very inexpensive. So that's my number one thing. So there's that. But then also I do sell some plants that are more deer resistant. I sell various varieties of mints, fast growing species as well, species that are kind of fuzzy that deer don't like to eat. But they will, I mean, there's no magical cure to that because you got to remember deer are out there in the forest and they're out there eating native plants. You know, you can't make a herbivore not eat plants. A big issue with the deer in here, people feed them, but an even bigger issue is that we have so many lawns. And if you notice the deer are out there, they're eating lawn grass. So I have meadows that I planted here that are mostly Rudbeckia, Monarda, prairie grasses, things like that. And they don't really eat those. So, I mean, replacing portions of your lawn with, you know, these types of species can really kind of help limit the amount of deer browse that's available.
Conlon says he's thrilled with the support he's received so far. While he's just a part of a bigger native plant movement, he says he can see the impact it's having on changing perspectives and behavior of gardening enthusiasts.
So it is very niche because a lot of nurseries aren't going to put the time that I put into doing this. Like, they're not going to go around Ontario. They're not going to find these source populations. They're going to go online and buy seeds from Michigan and, you know, produce a completely different plant. So, yeah, so what I'm doing is very, very niche. You know, you're probably not going to find it at any larger retail unless they buy starts from me or something like that. But the response from people has been wonderful. People have been wonderful. This is my second year doing this. I haven't had a single bad customer. The people who come in here, they're wonderful. They're kind. They have an ecological mindset. They don't want to repeat the mistakes of the past. They want to have, you know, a garden that's, you know, functional, that supports the ecosystem, that feeds pollinators and looks beautiful. And so that's what I'm here to, you know, help people achieve. So I'm just a small piece in all of this, but I've been very, very encouraged. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This has been years and years and years of education and work to be able to do this. And so I want to do this forever. And it's been really, really encouraging. So I'm very, very grateful.
Halliburton Micromeadows is open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday through Sunday and is located at 1274 Lachlan Road. For more information, visit Halliburton Micromeadows on Facebook.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.